I will call this meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. Dear God, thank you for enabling us to gather here for this meeting. May we have meaningful discussions that will help us to build on our city. Help us to share things that will benefit us all and to deal with different challenges that we are facing as a team. May we approach each other with respect and kindness. Lord, create an environment of cooperation in this place to help us be one in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Akadaka?
Here.
Councilmember Garza?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Here.
Councilmember Martin?
Here.
Councilmember Street?
Here.
Councilmember Walsh?
Here.
Mayor Aldrich?
Here. Okay, for five citizen participation, we don't have anybody signed up. Patty, do you have any emails from citizens?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, we will be moving on to 6A, consideration and action on minutes. Special public hearing minutes on September 1st, 2022. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor.
Councilmember Martin?
I move that we approve the special public hearing meetings on September
1st, 2022. Second. I have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept the special public hearing minutes for September 1st, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Abstain.
Yes. The special public hearing minutes of September 1st, 2022 have passed. Moving on to 8A. Discussion and possible action on fiscal year 2022-2023 budgets. Patty, should we have waited for Monique on that? Oh, I'm so sorry. I will back that up. I will close 8A, and I will open up 7A public hearing. Public hearing on proposed budgets for 2022-2023 fiscal year open at 7:06 p.m. Do we have anybody here that would like to speak on the budget? Okay, closing the public hearing at 7:07 p.m. Now I will open up 8A, discussion and possible action on fiscal year 2022-2023 budgets. Patty, do you know if Monique's going to be joining us? Councilmember Garza?
Before we move forward, I was thinking that it might behoove of us to actually discuss the zipper machine to ensure that we put the correct amount into the budget. So is there any way that maybe we'd be able to do that?
I think we can discuss that. I'll get back to you on that because I have another, I have a question about that.
Okay, thank you.
Monique, I have a question for you for 8A and 8B. Since the money for the zipper machine comes out of the budget, can I open those together? Okay. Give me a minute.
I was going to fix it.
Okay, Councilmember Street.
Madam Mayor, I move that we take 8B ahead of 8A.
That's what he just asked.
I know.
I know.
But I had to make a motion.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, I second.
Okay, sorry guys. I have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Garza to move 7A.
Eight.
Thank you, 7. To move 7B before 7A.
No, eight.
I'm sorry, I keep seven. I have seven on the brain. I'm so sorry. We will be moving 8B ahead of 8A. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Councilmember Apadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge.
Yes, it has been approved that agenda item 8B has been moved ahead of agenda item 8A. So opening up 8B, discussion and possible action on asphalt zipper machine financing. Anybody have any questions, comments? Okay, I'll turn this over to our city manager. Oh. Councilmember Martin.
Am I reading this correctly? Did our lawyer charge us $300 to write this contract up?
$3,000,
I mean.
Not our lawyer. So you all requested that we look at local bank financing. So the local bank that is proposing this agreement, their attorney's fee is $3,000. And we have the option of paying that up front, or we can roll it into the financing.
Councilmember Garza.
When you say local bank financing, I mean, is this just because we are using a local bank? If we were to use a national bank, would that be different?
No, they probably still charge you the fees. They just roll them into the cost.
Got it. Okay. Just check.
Councilmember Martin.
And this is going through the buy board? I just want to clarify because I understood. Thank you.
Okay. what do you guys want to do? Councilmember Street.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the local financing agreement through Texas Heritage Bank as written.
A second.
I have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Martin to accept the financing from Texas Heritage Bank. City Secretary, please call roll. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Do I need to?
I guess if you'll amend your
amend.
Mayor Aldrich, I'd like to amend my motion. I move that the City of Kirby borrow an amount not to exceed $201,090 plus interest from Texas Heritage Bank or another lender acceptable to City Manager Monique Vernon for the purchase of the asphalt zipper machine on such terms as are acceptable to City Manager Monique Vernon, so long as terms of the loan documents included provision stating that the obligation of the City of Kirby under the loan documents is conditioned on a best efforts attempt by the City Council of the City of Kirby to obtain and appropriate funds for payment of the obligation evidenced by the loan documents.
Can I have that? Because I will never remember that.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. We have an amended motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to allow the City of Kirby to borrow an amount not to exceed $201,090 plus interest from Texas Heritage Bank or another lender acceptable to the City Manager Monique Vernon for the purchase of the asphalt zipper machine on such terms as are acceptable to the City Manager Monique Vernon, so as long as the terms of the loan documents include a provision stating that the obligation of the City of Kirby under the loan documents is conditioned on a best effort attempt by the City Council of the City of Kirby to obtain and appropriate funds for payment of the obligation evidenced by the loan documents. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walzik?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yeah. Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. 8B has been approved. Councilmember Walzik?
I just have a question, Monique. If we should, by some chance, find a cheaper lender down the line, will you be looking into that, like our own bank or something? I'm just curious if we can find something cheaper.
We would go with Texas Heritage at this point.
Absolutely.
If that falls through for some reason, we'll work with someone else. But I did reach out to others.
Okay. That's what I was curious about. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Going back to item 8A, discussion and possible action on fiscal year 2022-2023 budgets. Councilmember Walzik.
Okay, I noticed we still had the pool contract there, and their pool contract comes due in November. Are we still looking for others, considering all of the things that had happened this year? I know you've checked into a couple of them.
Okay. This would be based these last couple of months, and then started a new contract with the same company.
Okay, because I do have one that I want to discuss with you.
Okay. Is there any, Councilmember Stream?
Okay, Monique, we're going to need to change the street zipper lease payment to, not lease payment, but payment, to $50,172.
Yes.
Okay.
I started working on, you know, the suggestions that were made last meeting, going through, looking at some other items. I just don't have a finished product for you all.
Can we have that
I can update that.
Okay, we'll get that before, way before the meeting. Thank you.
A question.
Councilmember Garza.
So this isn't a final approval of the actual budget. Is that what we're saying? This is just, okay, this is like basically just the first reading of the budget that we did last week.
Yeah, no, so this one is really for the public to give you input on what they've heard you talk about so far at all of your meetings and what they want to recommend for the budget. This is their opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But the track changes that we're talking about on this whole thing or whatever, I mean, that's something that's going to come with the next budget that you end up giving us for that meeting?
Yeah, when it's posted for next week, it'll be your final budget to vote on.
Got it. Okay.
And
so
all the things we discussed plus other areas, like what I did these last few days is I've gone through and analyzed revenue from the last couple of years, trying to find areas where I could potentially increase revenue.
Councilmember Street.
Madam Mayor, I know you were worried about the deficit, and so we were trying to shave money off of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Last time. Well, I pulled the budget from the last, since 2018, mm-hmm. Okay? We've had a deficit every year at adoption and at the end. And that was never a concern really before, so I'm thinking that we should just carry on with what we have planned to do. The budget is, the deficit is a lot less than it has been. It was, what was it? It was $1,741,000 in 2018, and that was pre-pandemic. I'm not saying that's a good thing, I'm just saying we have a lot lower deficit at this point, and we're doing a lot more things with the city and for the city. So if we could see our way clear to keep doing what we're doing, we'll find some more money.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. I understand what you're saying, but just because we've done the same thing years and years and years in a row, I was just trying to change things and trying to get us back on track. Councilmember Martin.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve a proposal of budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 to be adopted on September 22nd, 2022.
Second. I have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to approve the proposed budget for 2022-2023. For September 22nd. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walzer?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Dreyer?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. The proposed budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 to be approved on September 22nd has been approved. Thank you. And Now we are at number 9, meeting adjourned.
Thanks for those papers showing the parameters and stuff. I'm